We're on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Let us start from with the small bases in the Maseiras HaShas, around 12 lines from the bottom. Shalach Lei Rav Huna Bar Ovin LeRove. Rav Huna Bar Ovin sent to Rove as follows. Kadchozis, when you'll see the Moshchot Kufas Tevis Atshitza Benissin, when you'll see that Tkufas Tevis, the Dalit Tkufas Hashone, and if you'll see that Tkufas Tevis will reach till 16 days in Nisan, that means 16 days in Nisan will start Tkufas Nisan, then Obro Lahushato, then you should be Ma'abo the year, and to make sure that Nisan, we'll see that Kaponim, the first 14 days of Nisan, should be in the Zman of Tkufas Nisan, it should be Bizman Ha'oviv. V'loitachish lo, d'chsiv shomer es chodesh ha'oviv. So we learn out from this pasuk, shmer oviv shel tkufiv. The oviv, which comes about, the spring, which is dependent on the Talat Tkufas Hashone, Oviv shel tkufe sheyehei b'chodesh Nisan. It should be in the chodesh of Nisan when Nisan is b'chidushoi. Now let us see Rashi. Ki chozes de moshcha tkufas teves atshitzar b'nisan. She'ein tkufas Nisan neifeles ad yoim tezayin. That Kufas Nisan will first start Tezai in Nisan, 16 days in Nisan. V'kaimolon, the Yoim at Kufa Maschil Kerab Yoise. And we have a Kaimolon, the Yoim at Kufa is Maschil Kerab Yoise. That means that when the Yoim at Kufa comes, that's when the Nut Kufa starts. One man the Yoim at Kufa is Goimel. That means that the first day is still considered the last day of Tkufas Tevis. No, the Kaimelon Yema Tkufa Masl Kabyasi Damahochepe Kamadas and Hedron. Nimtseis, Tkufas Tevis Moisheches Atshitzer Benissen. Veloy Ad Bechlal. So it comes out that if Tkufas Tevis will be till 16 days in Nisan. That means that 16 days in Nisan will start Tkufas Nisan. So then he's telling him, Obro lahi shaite, so then you should be mi'abba de shone ka'cherim dislu asvora pe'kama de sanhedrin. V'loi tochish lo lameima yechidoihi, you shouldn't say that it's a das yochid, v'loi navit kevosayu, elevade ka'cherim navit. You should do like the Acherim, the Messiah Lohukro, the Chsiv, the Pasuk says, Shomer es Chodesh Oviv. So what does that mean? Sheyehei Bechidush. That the Oviv should be when the month is Bechidush. Narashi explains. V'Oviv hu Yoim Tkufas Nisan. Oviv means, Al Kaponim, the day when Tkufas Nisan starts. Shen Nisan shel Chama nichnas boy. That the Nisan of Chama, the Dalit Tkufas Hashone, this Tkufas Nisan, so Oviv means when it starts already the Tkufas Nisan. Shen Nisan Kori Oviv, Nisan is Kori Oviv, al shem bishel atvua, because the peiros start getting ripe. Ubishul hatvue einei elo lecheshboino shel chamo. The ripeness of the tvue, that depends on the sun. Shakayitz v'hachoyrev, the summer and winter, achacheshben achamehen. So, if the Torah said, shomer, you should make sure that it should be ba'oviv, so the Torah is speaking about the tkufas nisin, that Tkufas Nisan should be in this month. Now, in what part of the month should it be? V'his hilcho akosov l'shoimroi sheyehei b'chidush. That it should be in the month when the month is still b'chidushoi. Shomer es chaydesh ha'aviv. That you should see that the aviv should be in Nisan when Nisan is bechidushay. Ve'ein loshen chidish neifel, ela bilavana. Chidish is only bilavana, shihim mischadeshes, the lavana is mischadesh betil deisel. Vashmeinan ko, so now Rashi summarizes. So the Pasuk is telling us, Sheyehei Nisan shel chama, the Nisan of the Tkufas Nisan, besoich yud dalid yoim lemoilet halavone. That Tkufas Nisan should fall at least in one of the first 14 days of Chodesh Nisan. I mean, one of the 14 days from the moilet. What's the moilet? Shehu adayin mechidush halavone. The first 14 days of the month, it's considered that the levone is bechidusha. So shamar es chaydesh ha'aviv, that the aviv, tkufas nisan, should be when the levone is bechidusha. The miyayim yodalet ve'elach, after the 14th day, yishoni, it's called, it's not bechidusha, it's called an old levone. So Rashi Erekash, if that is true, so why did he tell them that you should be ma'abe de shone if it falls out on the 16th day? You should be ma'abe de shone if it falls out on the 15th day also. So Rashi says as follows: Ve'ilu hayat kufas nisin b'yom tezvov. If tkufas nisin would fall out the 15th day of nisin. Loi hayinu tzrichin, so it's also no good. But loi hayinu tzrichin la'aber es hashona. It would not be necessary to be ma'aber the year. Ela na'aber other. We have an easier answer. We'll err on one more day, we'll make other amole. V'nitches nisin yoyim echot. And we'll push, so nisin will start off a day later. V'tipar lat kufi b'yoyim yedalit. And the tkufa will start b'yayim yedalit. So then we will mekayim shomer es chaydesh ovid. Avok shibo b'yayim tezayim b'nissen. But if the tkufa comes b'yayim tezayim b'nissen, loydaylon b'iburei shel odo. So then it is not sufficient by being ma'aber odo, because the filly be ma'aber odo, so it'll come out, the tkufa will start tesvovnis, which is not bechidusha. Utzricha hashone leisaber, then you have to be ma'aber de shone. The tiper la tkufa, ba'odo sheini, then the tkufa will be ba'odo sheini. Nimtza nisin shol chamo, moishir besay choydish nisin alavone. Hochi mefashine lo besanhedon alibe dacherem. If the tkufa will fall out the 15th day of Nisan, ma'abrenes odo, then it is sufficient if you're ma'aber odo. But if the tkufa will fall out the 16th day of Nisan, ma'abrenes hashonam. Shomer oviv shel tkufa, dainu Nisan shel chamo, sheyei bechidush nisin alavone. That is how Chazal darshan shomer es chaydesh ha'ovid. Let us see Taisvitz. So Taisvitz says ki chazis de moshra tkufas teivis ad shitzar benisin. She tkufas nisin nefeles b'yoyim tezayin v'kayim alon yoyim tkufa maschil. We hold yoyim tkufa maschil that the day the tkufa falls, that is the beginning of the new tkufa. Nimses tkufa stavis my sheches ad shitzer v'lo shitzer b'chlau. So tkufa stavis is till the 16th day of Nisan. Avral yishayit. So then you should be mad by the year. We should receive shamer es chaydish ha'aviv. Aviv shel tkufa shehei b'chaydish Nisan. Miyayim yadalet ve'elach. If it's after the 14th day, yishoni. B'iluois at kufas nisen noifeles b'yoyim tezvov. Lo'yayinu tzrichin la'aber ha'shone. Then it wouldn't be necessary to ma'aber ha'shone, alo na'aber odo, v'nitche nisen yodechot, v'tipel at kufas b'yudalet. Kach perish b'kuntres. That is what Rashi says. Sh'maitin d'hocha osi, kacherim, t'minin hosam, acherim, בתקופס ניסן קיימי, ומה יסי דרוש שדוח, פיריד. וכושר לפרש הקונטרס, אותו יסי זה זוון קשן רשי, ובפרק היו בויתקין משמע דיום תסבוב של חידש, the 15th day of the month, havi min hachodosh. It becomes yishono the 16th day. The 15th day, it's still bechidusha. The koma ad mosai mevorchim, till when can you make a brochen kiddush levone, alach haidish, ner doi oma ad yudvov, ad vloi ad bechlal. Obo the 15th day, you could make a brochen. So, a bezoi is doch schwer. So, why does it say, ki chos is the moshe tkufes teivs viz at shitzel benissin, yema'aber de shone, bima'aber odor. Bima'aber odor, so memei will come out that the tkuf will fall out on the 15th day, and this is bechidusha. That's teivs viz kashe and rashi. Lekach tzorich leforish, the hochi koma, ad de moshe shitzel, afilu al yedei iber odo. That means, the Gemara means, afilu, if you'll be ma'aber odo, will come out the 16th day. If you won't be ma'aber odo, will come out the 17th day. Inami, the Gemara means, de moshcha ad shitzer, that kufas tevis is nimshat shitzer, v'shitzer bechlal. Hainu ki goin de noflot kufas nisim b'shefsa. Aberes nami loda reine fellas beshitzer ve'en kan oviv klal b'chodesh nishn. Ve'en lahakshes. So al kolponim, so Taisus is chaylik an Rashi, and that if lemaise, if it would fall out the 15th day, there wouldn't be any problem whatsoever. Now the problem is, the Gemara means it's falling out on the 17th day. So there we don't have any eitzah. If I feel you'll be ma'aber odol, so come out the 16th day. So it's weiter nicht gut. Ve'en lahakshes. Frag doch Teisves, why do you have to be ma'aber de shone? De la'abre, let us be ma'aber, la'odol u'letevis. Let's be ma'aber odol, let's be ma'aber tevis. So me'mele, so shvat normally is mu'aber saivisak. So let's be ma'aber tevis in order. So we just pushed it off 2 days. Pushed it off 2 days, so come out now that kufas nisan will fall out on the 15th day. Now it's on the 17th day. So ma'aber order, ma'aber tevis will come out on the 15th day. So tevis ain't lahakshes. Das nam beperik ein erochin, ein peichsin midalet chadoshim uborim bashone. The minimum of the chadoshim which are mu'uba have to be 4, v'lo yoyser miches, and the maximum is 8. Now, haste is, what that means as follows. The normal is 6 and 6. 6 mu'uba and 6 chasa. The minimum is 4, you could haste is deduct 2, and the maximum is 8. Meforish bigmore, the loinire la'aber yeser al shmoini, can't be ma'aber yeser al shmoini, mukilo b'shonim uberes. Avo b'pshuto yeser al shiva. By a normal year, you can't be ma'aber more than 7. So mamele, you can't be ma'aber more than 7, so you can only be ma'aber odor. Odor is normally chos, it can be ma'aber odor. To be ma'aber tevis and odor, because that's more than 7, and you can only be ma'aber 7. Therefore, you have to make an ibur shona. Obro lahi shaita v'loi tocheshlo. So you're ma'aber, so it says klo, that you're ma'aber the shone in order that kufas nisin, that oviv should be in the chodesh of nisin, and should be in nisin bechidusha. Tema, the Sanya per Kama de Sanhedrin, al Gimel Simone Ma'abre Mashone, al Oviv, val Peres Ha'ilon, val Hatkufe, al Shnayim Mehem Ma'abre, if there are 2 Ma'abre, al Echod Ein Ma'abre. So you need 2. Rab Shimon Gamliel, the Omar Hosam al Hatkufe, Rab Shimon Gamliel, Vais Teis Afil Hatkufe alone is enough. יבוילון על התקופס מייכן, אידום המעברן, וקיימה בתייקו. So Rav Shimon Gamliel himself also, we don't know if he holds that תקופה is enough to be מעברן. Here it seems, and here it's also, that תקופס ניסן is גמרא בהשתייס, that alone is enough of a reason to be מעברן. ויש לימא דהוסם בתקופס תשרי עירי. There, this תקופה, it says חקה אוסף, so there we learn out that the תקופס תשרי has to be בחג, in Sukkot time. The זמן האוסף comes to תקופס תשרי. אבל הוכה, so there, there's a שאלה, if that alone is sufficient to give us a reason to be ma'aber because of tkufas tishrei al tzchak osif. Aval hocha betkufas nisen talei levadei ma'aberin. But tkufas nisen, that alone, everyone holds it seems you could be ma'aber. V'tzorich tam, ki v'te mikro kador shi hocha v'hocha ma'ishna. What is the difference of chaydesh ha'oviv or chak osif? By there there's a suffix and oviv, everyone holds that you're permitted to be ma'aber the shon in order to make sure that the oviv, the nisen shel tkufe, should fall out in the chidish, of nisen. Zok the gemara weiter. Omer lohu Rav Nachman lahanil nechuse yama. Rav Nachman told the sailors that went out into the yama godel, Atun de lo yedeisu bekviya diyalche. Sometimes you're out months, you don't know when Rosh Chodesh was. Ki chazisu siyaro, when you'll see the moon, the mashlim liyoyimo, that the moon will go up together with the neitzachama. That means we had before had in Tosfos that when the moon is full, so it remains the whole night, and it lasts over a little till the morning, till the night Sachama. So when you'll see that the moon goes up with the moon will set by the nights, is then Be'iru Chamire. Then you should know that you should get rid of your chametz. Frek the Gemara Amos Mashlim, when is it Mashlim to the night Sachama? Bachmesa, that's by the 15th day, you have a full moon. So that's not the time to get rid of your chametz. That's echt mitten Pesach, vonan me'abesa mevarinon. We get rid of the chametz the 14th day of Nisan. And for the Gemara leditu, the megala lehu alme me'abesa mashlam. It seems that when one is on the ocean, so one can already see the 14th day of the month, that the Levone is mashlim to the Neitzachame, so Memela, that is the Zman of Biyo Chometz. Let us see Rashi. Siyara de mashlim liyoyme, shayareyach mashlim me'oiroi imha Neitzachame, she'enoi machshich ad shas zriche. It doesn't go down, it doesn't set till zriche sachama. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Al shnei chadoshim mechalalim es haShabbos. There are two chadoshim that edim who see the levone a mechalal Shabbos. Al nisin va'al tishrei. These two chadoshim. Shebehen shluchim yoitzim lesurye. These two chadoshim shluchim go out to Surya. Ubohen mesaknin es hamoyadois. The Rosh Chodesh of these 2 months is the mayadis, the tikkun mayadis depend on these 2 months. 2 reasons. So therefore, we're machalo Shabbos. Shehoyo beis hamigdosh kaim, bizman abayis machalin afal kulon mibnei takonis hakol. And each month there used to be Mechalo Shabbos. If Edim saw the Levoni of Mechalo Shabbos, Mibnei Takonis Hakol. Now, we'll have before we learn Rashi, there's a Loshna of Rashi is unclear. רשש אז מאירר אנ רשי היסוד הריטווה אין דחס לך מרשי סימס טו דחס מרשי הלב לייק דריטווה דריטווה סייז אס פלוס מן התוירה בכל החדושים מחלולים אנ אור דחדושים דעידם המחלו שבס משום the mitzvah lekadish al pi horiyah. That means that on chashbaynis, on mayadais, there's a mitzvah lekadish al pi horiyah, kazerei vekadish, bezdin bidi'eved could be mekadish to levone without eidim, but that's a bidi'eved kekiddish. Min ha-toyre, there's a mitzvah to be mekadish aidei riyah, kazerei vekadish. That's min ha-toyre. Avol Rabbonon Botluhu. Zok the Ritve, but the Rabbonon said no. On this mitzvah, we're not going to be Mechal or Shabbos. Chazal wa epis mahadar, that let's be, instead of being Nizer in this mitzvah, let's be Nizer in Shmira Shabbos. So Chazal said we should not be Mechal or Shabbos for this mitzvah. Avol Rabbonon Botluhu shelo yechalalu, Eloheicha. The Ike takone, unless there's a tikkun of mayadis. That means the Chazal said, that means even though in a Torah, you're permitted to be mechal or Shabbos, in order to be mekayim, the Shishev HaKiddush, HaChodesh, HaYideiriyah, Sayyidim, Kazerei VeKaddish, Rabbanan said, for this mitzvah, not can be mechal or Shabbos. But if through the Chilul Shabbos, there'll come about a tikkun ha-mayadis, then they said, mechal or Shabbos. So it came out like this. It came out Bizman Abayis, so each Rish Chodesh is a Moed. It's a Moed, you bring a Kolben Shal Moed, the Musaf Shal Rish Chodesh. So in order to have the correct day for Rish Chodesh, that's called Tikkun HaMayadois, Arabi Diyavidika Day, Lachatchiladika Day, the Kazerei Kadesh. So then Bizman Abayis, they were Mechalo Shabbos al kol achadoshim, because the tikkun of the moed of Rish Chodesh. Shaloi bizman abayis, so the moed of Rish Chodesh is leimal leimoyrit. So now they were only maskim that they should be mechalo Shabbos on Nisan and Tishri, because then you have the other moyadis. So that's pshat tikkun moyadis. That is Pshat in the Mishnah. Shnei Chadoshim Mechal Nes HaShabbos Al Nisan Ba'al Tishrei. Let's forget about Shluchin Yoitzin U'behen Mesakta Nes HaMayadis. That means after Chulben Abayis, but since they'll come about, there'll be a Tikka Mayadis, and then they said you could be Mechal or Shabbos. V'shoi Beis HaMikdush Kaim Mechal Naval Kulam Im Neit HaKon Es HaKol. It's also Tikka Mayadis. But the heter, the real heter is als the mitzvah of Kazerei Kaddish, but that the Chazal were mevatel this anhoge. Chazal said that you're not allowed to be mechal or Shabbos because of the mitzvah of Kazerei Kaddish, if there won't be a tikkun amayadis. Al shnei chadoshim mechal nes haShabbos at Rashi edim shero as haChodesh the mechal or Shabbos shebohem shluchim. Now the Mishnah gives another cheshbon why we are mechalo Shabbos on Nisan and Tishrei. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, shebehen shluchim bezn shulchim lesuriyah lo heidia legoila yoim kviyusam hilkach chshivi. Psazal of this. It's pschoshev chadoshim that bezn is even meidia. The nsure, when it's going to be. Hilkach shivi. So these two chadoshim are choshev. Omina toire mechalin al kula. Mina toire, you don't have to make cheshbonis. Aval rabbonon osu. Lefi shein tikkun amayadis tolis behem. If the chazal said if there's no tikkun amayadis, so they also to be mechalu Shabbos. Now, this is what the Ritva says. I, there's a mitzvah that it should be kozerei ukadish. That mitzvah chazal that held, it is not, they did not want to be matachilu Shabbos because of that mitzvah. Ach shnei chadoshim eilu, but these two chadoshim, העמידו מלדין תוירה, שכל המיידס תלויים בהם, סינס די ים תוירה, מהתל נדיסטו מיידס, סנדיסטו מיידס, די העמידו דברי מלדין תוירה, יפמידתי ממחל ושבס. בזמן הבייס, תקונס הקום של ראש חודש, שיקריב בזמנו. פרקת גמורה, על בייס חדושים וסולוי, the Gemara says that the reason the Edom are Mechalo Shabbos is because Shabem Shluchim Yaitze. So it would seem that there's only 2 months that Shluchim are Yaitze. Frag the Gemara Veramino, we learned before the Mishnah says, Avod Chadoshim HaShluchim Yaitze. So what Pshat Na Mishnah? Omar Abaye Hochi Kama. Al kulon shluchim yoitzim. And the 6 chadoshim, that means besides these 2 chadoshim, shluchim yoitzim, mi bo'eret. The shluchim go out the evening. The evening before Rosh Chodesh, they'll go out. Al nisin va'al tishrei, ad sheyishmu mi pi bezden mekudesh. But by Nisan and Tishrei, the Shluchim have to wait for the evening after Rosh Chodesh. They have to hear from Bezen that Bezen was Mekadesh to Chodesh. So therefore, we'll see in Rashi what the Cheshbon is, but therefore, since the Shluchim leave a day later, they can't leave before the Bezen was Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, even though they know that Bezen will be Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh. And the other months, they can leave even before Bezen was Mekadesh to Chodesh. So they're leaving a day earlier. So Memeila, since they're leaving a day earlier, so there's no need for the Edom to be Mechalo Shabbos. But these 2 Chadoshim, they leave a day later, so then there's a necessity for the Edom to be Mechalo Shabbos. See in Rashi what exactly this means. But let's just go a little further in the Gemara. Tanya Nami Hochi. Al Kulon and the other Chadoshim Yoitzim Mi Be'erev. The Shluchim leave Mi Be'erev the evening before Rosh Chodesh. Al Nisan Val Tishrei Ad Sheyishmu Mi Pi Bezden Mekudesh. They have to wait till they hear from Bezden. The Bezden was Mekadesh the Chodesh. Let us see Rashi. Shluchim yoitzim mi be'erev. By all the other chadoshim, the shluchim can leave mi be'erev. What shat mi be'erev? What mean be'erev? Kigoyim. So Rashi says 2 cases. Nire ba'olil b'yoyim choftes. That means the levone was seen already yoyim choftes. Oy b'leil shloishim. So that means one does not have to be an oibachachim to figure out when Rosh Chodesh will be. So Rosh Chodesh will zicha be tamah, nire ba'olo. There's 1,000 people saw the Ravone. The vada yikachu bezden mochel. There's no shayla. Bezden will be makadish tomorrow Rosh Chodesh. So memele, so if I know that bezden will be makadish tomorrow Rosh Chodesh, so bezden sent out already shluchim tonight to tell them when Rosh Chodesh is. Rosh Chodesh will be yoim lamed. Inami, another case. Mechodesh Mu'ubel. Let's say Bezen was not Mekadesh the 30th day. So the night of the 31st day, Maite the Shluchim can go out. Because they know tomorrow Bezen is going to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. Inami, Mechodesh Mu'ubel. The Bshita Lon Shebiyayim Lamed Aleph Yiskadesh. That it's going to become Kodesh. Ksheloi Niskadesh Bezmanoi. When it wasn't Niskadesh Bezmanoi. Is therefore Shluchim yoitzim mibezen, so the shluchim leave already. Ve'ein mamtinin ad lemocha. They don't have to wait till the next day. Sheyishmu mikudish mipibezen. Kedemrinu lekamen reish bezneim mikudish. And they don't have to wait for that. They know already. Eizachochem arayis anoylot. They know that when it will be. Is the Yaidu Legoilo, so therefore they can be made Legoilo. Let us see Rashi. הרניסן ועל תשרי אין שלוחים יועצים עד שישמו מפי בזדן מקודש. Period. Now Rashi is going to explain, so what is the Mishnah? So the Mishnah is telling us that the Eidim are Machalo Shabbos because the Shluchim are going to go out a night later. Now, what's the logic? So Rashi explains as follows. Hilkach, Bishar Chadoshim, Ein Chilu Shabbos Shel Eidim Memeheres Yitzias HaShluchim. The Chilu Shabbos of the Eidim will not enable the shluchim to travel more. She'ein, for example, let's say, we'll talk about Chodesh Adar. Chodesh Adar, the Eidim saw the Levone Shabbos. So Shabbos was the 30th day. Now, if the Eidim come on Shabbos, when will the shluchim leave? They won't leave on Shabbos, they're going to leave Meitzoy Shabbos. If the Eidim don't come on Shabbos, they won't be Mechalo Shabbos, so Rosh Chodesh is going to be Sunday, so when are the Shluchim going to leave? By the Meitzoy Shabbos. So if the Eidim will be Mechalo Shabbos, if the Eidim won't be Mechalo Shabbos, the Shluchim are going to leave the same time. They're leaving Meitzoy Shabbos. So Mimele, so there's no reason als Mehirus Hashlichus for the Eidim to be Mechalo Shabbos. I'm not gaining any, the Shluchim aren't gaining anything from that the Eidim are Mechalo Shabbos. Hilkach. Bishar Chadoshim ein Chilu Shabbos shel Eidim emeheres yitzias Hashluchim. She'ein ha'shluchim mechalim Shabbos lotzi sayoy. If the shluchim will be able to be mechalim Shabbos, so very good, let them come Shabbos, they'll come 9 o'clock in the morning, and the shluchim will go out already 10 o'clock, so you have, they're able to travel more. But that's not true. Uch shelo yavoyu eidim ayoy, and if the eidim won't come Rosh Chodesh Adar, they won't come on Shabbos, yis'aber ha'chodesh, so then Rosh Chodesh will be on Sunday, Vahakel Yoidim, and everyone knows Shehem Kitchu, Yekachu would be better Lamoch. Everyone knows Bez going to be Mekadish to Chodesh tomorrow. Vahashluchim Yeitzu Mishetechshach. The Shluchim and go out Meitzoy Shabbos. The Shluchim are going to leave Meitzoy Shabbos. Loimar Sheibru Es HaChodesh. And they're going to tell everybody that tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. Sunday is Rosh Chodesh. Fine. So Memele, the Chilul Shabbos of the Eidim does not contribute anything to the Mehiras of the Shlichim. Avol b'nisim v'tishrei, b'pai nisim v'tishrei, im lo yavoyu ha'eidim hayoyim. Let's talk about Tishrei. Tishrei, Rosh Chodesh, the Lamed Elul, which you want to make Rosh Hashanah, is on the Shabbos. Im lo yavoyu ha'eidim hayoyim. If the Eidim won't come today, so they won't come on Shabbos, v'yis aber ha'chodesh, so then Rosh Hashanah will be Sunday, lo yeitze ha'shluchim, the shluchim will not go out meitzoy Shabbos, ad mocha, they're going to go out, or by nissen the same thing, they won't go out ad mocha, she'ein bezden mekadshim balaylo, so memele, bezden zat mekadish balaylo, nimtzu, Mimatin es hilucham mahalach laila v'yaisa. That means like this. If the Eidim would come in Shabbos, so Shabbos is Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh Nissan, so lemaise, so meitzoy Shabbos, the Eidim start going. So they have, let's say for Pesach, so they have 2 weeks besides Shabbos, they have 12 days to go, starting Meitzoy Shabbos. Starting Meitzoy Shabbos, they can start going. If the Eidim came on Shabbos, and they were Mekadosh, let's talk about Nissen. They were Mekadosh Nissen, Meitzoy Shabbos. But they have Meitzoy Shabbos 6 days, from Sunday, Meitzoy Shabbos, till Erev Shabbos, and Nochamo Meitzoy Shabbos, till Erev Shabbos. Is 12 days, and then Shabbos is Pesach. So lemaise, so they had a gesunte 12, a complete 12 days to be medea the bnei agoyla. Yeah, but let's chashma further. But what will be if the shluchim will not come on Shabbos? I'm sorry, if the Edom will not come on Shabbos, the Edom will not, there won't be mechala Shabbos. So what'll happen? It'll be an ibel. So Rosh Chodesh will be Sunday. Rosh Chodesh will be Sunday. They're not permitted to leave till Sunday night. So Rosh Chodesh will be Sunday by Nissan and Tishrei. The shluchim cannot. We don't know the reason yet, but that's the loch. They cannot leave till Sunday night. So they're going to leave Sunday night. Lemaise Pesach is going to be on Sunday. Pesach is going to be on Sunday. So they're going to lose a day. They're going to lose a day of being able to be made for the Bnei HaGoyla, because they're going to get stuck with the other Shabbos. Erev Pesach is Shabbos. They're going to lose a day. So Memele, so Leinzach, for the Edim to be Mechalo Shabbos, so Memele, they have another day to go further for the Bnei HaGoyla. Now let us see in the Beni Kerashi. So right, let's see Nachmal again. Avo benissim v'tishrei im lo yavoyu edim hayoim, if the edim will not come, Shabbos, v'yis'aber ha-chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh will be Sunday, lo yeitzu ha-shluchim ad mocha. So then the shluchim will first leave Sunday night. Shein bezn mekadshim balayla. Bezn is not mekadish tachaydish meitzoy Shabbos. Nimtzo memaitim esilucham mahalach layla v'yaisa. That means you have a night and more. That means they're going to be the first mekadish the chaydish Sunday. Who knows when Sunday? 9 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning. Chveis. So memele. So we're taking away a whole night and part of the day. Ketzad, im yavayu ha'edim v'yeidu, if the edim would come Shabbos, v'yikadshu b'Shabbos, and they were mekadish, they made Rosh Chodesh Nissan Shabbos, v'yei Pesach b'Shabbos, and Pesach will be Shabbos, yesh man l'shluchim, mahalach yud beis yom shleimim, so they have a full 12 days of traveling. They have 2 complete weeks to be made the Eidim. But if the Eidim will not be Mechalo Shabbos, they won't come Shabbos. So lo yeitzu ha-shluchim, when will the shluchim first be able to leave? Ad mocho. They'll first can leave tomorrow, Sunday they can first leave. And ba'al kocham Shabbos shel erev ha-Pesach yishbeiso. So now there's a Shabbos erev Pesach, so they also can't get there. Nimtza shelay holchu yud beis yomim shleimim. So now we'll understand what the Mishnah says. Al shnei chadoshim mechalalim es ha-Shabbos, that 2 chadoshim the edim amachalo Shabbos al nisin bal tishrei. Why? Shabehen shluchim yoitzim. Because by these 2 chadoshim the shluchim go out only after they hear from Bezdin mekudish. So memele, if they won't be mechalo Shabbos, so they lost time. By all other chadoshim, it doesn't matter if they come Shabbos, if they come Sunday, Edom will leave Meitzoy Shabbos. Meitzoy Shabbos, they'll leave already. So Baruch Hashem, we didn't lose anything. Yom Nishke Kum, and Edom will leave Meitzoy Shabbos. So you're not gaining anything. But by Nisan v'Tishrei, the Edom cannot leave Meitzoy Shabbos. The Edom can first leave Sunday. So memeles of the Edom over leaving Sunday, we're taking away precious time from the shlichus ha'edim. So therefore the Mishnah says, so let the shluchim, take away precious time from the shluchim. So therefore the Mishnah says, Al Shnei Chadoshim, and these two Chadoshim, Mechalu Nesar Shabbos. So therefore it's Kedai to be Mechalu Shabbos, that the Shebehen Shluchim Yoitzim Lesuyev, because by Nisan and Tishrei, Shluchim can only go out after they hear Mekudish Mekudish. So come Shabbos, that they'll have Al Kaponim 2 complete weeks. Period. That is Pshat in the Mishnah. Ve'im toima, fragt Rashi, good, now I know the Ivra in the Mishnah, but hayichu toile, tam chilu ha'edim b'yitziyas ha'shluchim. But the Mishnah is telling us the edim are permitted to be mechalo Shabbos because of the shluchim. Herei ha'shluchim atzmo lo nitnu lam lechalo. The shluchim themselves is no heter for them to be mechalo Shabbos. Tam achilu, the reason you're permitted to be mechalu kedei shiis kadosh achodesh bezmanayu kedektoni ben misaknin es amayadis. The reason you're allowed to be mechalu is because there's a tikkun mayadis. Dachmana mashatik oisim b'mayadam afilu b'shabbos. So what reason is he giving that the shluchim will be able? The shluchim are a reason for chilu Shabbos. The shluchim can't be mechalo Shabbos. So that just like they themselves can't be mechalo Shabbos, they are not a reason why the Eidim can be mechalo Shabbos. So why is the Mishnah telling us cheshbonos which are not a reason to be matachilo? If you're talking, you want to be matachilo Shabbos, so say tikkun mayadis. Now here it's not too clear because according to Rashi, that's also not a tam. The tam is l'chayre according to the Ritfelds, also should be kazer eva kaddish. But Al Koponim, but this sich is not a tam for Chilo Shabbos. So Trashi, you're right. But that what the Mishnah says, that the reason the Eidim HaMechalo Shabbos is because the Shluchim, V'yitzis HaShluchim B'toni Ein Elo L'yafes U'L'yashev Es Tam Achilo. This is, we're just being mamtik, another benefit that we will derive if the Eidim will be Mechalo Shabbos. Af Bishvil Zois. The Yesh Dvorim Sheina Tam Tolibem. There are times that we give reasons. It doesn't mean that that is the reason. Behem Nasim Sad Lidovo. It's a smach, a sad, a sofer, liyashvoi uliyafoisoi. That this is being, that the halacha that we are saying, we are beautifying the halacha by telling the multitude of benefits we are gaining from this halacha. But this is not the reason for the halacha. Ka'isa sheshanina b'Sanhedrin. The Mishnah says, we learned in Sanhedrin, ein ma'abrin es hashone mipnei hagdiyim vatloy. That means like this. Let us say that it was the Bezdin saw, it's a month before Pesach, Bezdin goes to all the farmers and they ask, what are the matzovim of the Shepselach? And each Shepson for a korban is Pesach, and the farmers tell us, it's a shrek, that all the Shepselach are very skinny, they're very small, you'll need a multitude of shepsons before we won't have enough. They're very small this year. You know what? If we'll stoop off another month, Pesach, we'll make a nibble yor, so we'll have a giddle of another month, so the shepson will find a chaticha ruyel iskabit. Now, this is a very nice reason. This is a very practical reason and a nice reason. About the Gemarazot in Sanhedrin, ein ma'abrin es ha'shonem innei ha'gediyim v'atloim. But Bezin is not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to. Bezin has guidelines. We hear the al shloisha dvorim ma'abrin es ha'shonem, v'tkufe, and oviv, and in Peiris Elon. But you can't do it because of this. This is a practical reason, but Bezin is not permitted to be ma'abrin. Steht in Sanhedrin, aval oisin oison sad l'shonem. But if you have another reason, so when you announce the Ibo in the Kel Kairi, we put this into the Kel Kairi also. That means all the people perhaps which will start grumbling, oh, so the winter's man will have another Chodesh, it's ready, they're waiting for the Ben Azman already, but they'll start explaining to the Ilam that, look at the Gdiyim and the Tloyim and the... No, no. So then the Olam will accept it better. So Avol Oysin Oyson Sad Lishona. We make it a Sad to make a Nibroshona. Keitzat. Mahoydin Anachno Lachoyin. This was the Loshon of the Kol Koyre that Bezdin sent out. We want to be Medir the Choshev Olam, the Geizlaya Rechichim. The Geizlis is other things. When the people came to be... Eile Regal, they brought all the kabbonis they needed for the year. So the all the Yodis and brought the Chattis Yodis, so Bafzefriedenstern, the Freyen, alle Sachen. So they told them, look the benefit you're going to gain. The Gizlaim Rechichen, the so skinny. I'm Raya Darkin, and the same thing, the Shepsin are thin. So Memele, so this is used as a sad and a smach to be miyape the halochim. So Memele, that's pshat na mishne. The mishne started off by saying, Shnechadoshim, machalunas, a shabbos, alnissen, baltish, rechilu, shabbos, shebehem, shluchim, yoitzim. So the mishne wants to explain the revach that we will gain by the chilu shabbos of the Eidim. Or behemis aknes and mayadis. That behemis is the reason why Bezdin, why Bezdin was matir the chilul Shabbos. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tano rabon, minayin shemechalun alein es haShabbos. How do you know that when mechalul Shabbos, that the Edim are permitted to be mechalul Shabbos? Talmud loyme elo mayade. That the kriya should be b'mayadom, filo b'shabbos. Yochel kishem shemechalolim ad shayiskatshu. Just like your mechalol Shabbos, in order to enable that it should become kodesh, kach mechalolim ad shayiskaimu. So in mechalol Shabbos also for the shluchim to be meidia the oilam that. When Rosh Chodesh is, that the Mayade should be Niskayim Bizmano. Tamid Loima Asher Tikru Oysom Al Kriyosom Ata Mechalo V'yata Mechalo Al Kiyuma. Yeah. Zot Rashi Asher Tikru Oysom B'mayadom Hizirom Shloyaver Amoyed Shel Zman Kriyosom Mikra Kodesh Hainu Kiddush Bezn. So the Kiddush Bezdin should not be over the Moed, it should be in the right time. Let us just finish the Gemara. Ochshehoya beis amigdosh kayim, machalin af al kulon, mitnei takones hakol. Tana rabon. Berishoyne hoyu machalin af al kulon, machalulan oda chadosh. Mishachora beis amigdosh, omala rab yechanan ben zakai, Dechi yesh kolben, is there a kolben? Iskinu shaloyu mechalalim, ela al nisin val tishrei bilvad. So, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takone that they shouldn't be mechalal anymore, only al nisin and tishrei. Zot Rashi. Yochel kishem shemechalim ha'edim, kidei sheyiskatshu bizmanon. Kach mechalim ha'shluch ma'shiskai ma'yadis bizmanon. Let us see the first Oisvis. Al Shnei Chadoshim Mechalolin Es HaShabbos. Perish HaKuntres. Perish Bekuntres. Amina Toire Mechalolin Al Kulon. Aval Rabbonon Osru, the Rabbonon Aser, Lefi She'ein Tikin HaMayadis Toli Ben Le'ich Peslon, Ile Malon, Ile Chasron. So the gate is Nishton, Apiyed. Fekashe, the Bigmore Tanya Minayin She'mechalolin Es HaShabbos. Tamaloy me eila mayada yashem, bahaikra benissim vetishreksid. These mayadim are benissim vetishreksid. So how do you know you can be mechalo Shabbos and every month? Yeshlem de mikomo came, kol reshchaydish is rabbi, medeikri mayet. Reshchaydish is also called a mayet. Kadisa perkeitza tzoylen, gabi dechia Shabbos vetume, sire reshchaydish is trichalein. That mobbings, that we need a limo to tell us that the Seirei Rosh Chodesh is bo betume, it's tume hutra betzibur, it's bo b'shabbos. צהל כדאי תחמינה, הו לא הקסיב בו מויד, כמה שמולון דרש חוידש נמי מויד עקרי וכדה בייר. So memela, so since it has a shame moyed, so therefore we learn out that for this moyed, the birra of this moyed, it is permissible also to be mechal Shabbos.